Well, the plan that Walker unveiled, as he describes it, would only be for businesses or corporations that don't currently have operations in Wisconsin, and it would be a two-year corporate tax holiday for them if they decided to relocate here. He compared it to a landlord offering the first month's rent free to entice people to fill vacancies. Democrats didn't talk about that part of the Walker plan so much as they did other pieces, including a jobs hotline. They argued that Walker had cut his chief economic development director in Milwaukee County. They also took issue with Walker saying he'd be the cheerleader for the state of Wisconsin. That's a phrase that Tom Barrett's been using on the campaign trail all year.
Meanwhile, in Milwaukee today, Chuck, there are fights over police radios not working and a possible hole in the proposed county budget. What's happening there?
Well, on police radios, a relatively new digital system stopped working for 30 minutes yesterday. Apparently, no officer got hurt during the time, but Milwaukee Police Union, which has endorsed Scott Walker, raised the volume on their concerns about the system. Tom Barrett said today the shutdown was due to an inexcusable error by a private sector vendor of the system and said the error has been corrected. Scott Walker replied 20 minutes later by saying Barrett should have dealt more strongly with the radio problems prior to today. On the budget issue, an auditor says Scott Walker's proposed county budget is about $30 million away from being realistic. Walker said today there are contingencies in his plan, such as more furloughs for county employees, if he doesn't get more wage and benefit concessions to make the budget match up.
Walker and Barrett attracted some high-powered help again this week, and so did Senate candidates Russ Feingold and Ron Johnson. Sean, first to you and Vice President Joe Biden in his visit to Madison.
Yeah, it's kind of remarkable the amount of high-profile help that Tom Barrett's been able to call on just recently. This week it was Vice President Biden, it was President Obama before that last week, so he's definitely had people to come in and help him raise money, and that's what Joe Biden was here to do in Madison this week. Got about 250 people together at Monona Terrace in Madison at a minimum price of $250 to help Barrett finance his campaign through October.
And Chuck, a couple of governors visited the state, and so did U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. The political message there?
Well, Sebelius was in Milwaukee today to announce $5 million for two community health centers in Wisconsin. The message to Scott Walker and Ron Johnson, health care reform is working, and here comes the money, so say the Democrats. Earlier this week, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was in Waukesha for Walker, a message, a New Jersey guy can cut public employee benefits, and Walker can too. And on Sunday, Democratic Governor Association Chair Jack Markell was in for Barrett, a message, Barrett's the guy to weave together private sector job creation with some public sector help. No one for Ron Johnson so far this week, but Democrats say U.S. Chamber of Commerce is independently helping Johnson with money raised elsewhere.
Finally, tonight's debate between Senator Feingold and Ron Johnson. Sean, briefly, what can we expect?
Well, I would expect Russ Feingold to find some way to bring up a story that ran today on the Associated Press that Ron Johnson is saving money at his business by employing prison inmates and by having the state pick up the cost of their health care. Russ Feingold may not be asked directly about that issue, but I wouldn't be surprised if he found a way to talk about it.